What we want is happiness. But if, in pursuit of our own personal happiness, we ignore the welfare of other sentient beings and only bully and deceive them, the results will be negative. If we really want happiness, we must acknowledge that it comes about by taking care of other people. Even if we do not engage in spiritual or religious practice, provided we understand that we have to live interdependently, we will have a peaceful and harmonious life. We are social animals, and we cannot think about living an isolated life with no dependence on other people or other sentient beings. Whatever you do, in all walks of life, whether you are a farmer or a businessman, you have to depend on others. Even within the family, you have to depend on the members of your family. This is why people normally live together among families and friends. Because it is a reality that we are by nature social animals, bound to depend on each other, we need to cultivate affection and concern for other people if we really desire peace and happiness. Look at wild animals and birds. Even they travel together, flock together, and help each other. Bees do not have a particular legal system. They do not follow any spiritual practice. But for their livelihood and survival, they depend on each other. Even though we intelligent human beings must also depend on each other, we sometimes misuse our intelligence and try to exploit each other. That goes against human nature. For those of us who profess to believe in a particular religious practice, it is extremely important that we try to help each other and cultivate a feeling of affection for each other. That is the source of happiness in our life.